questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Welcome to IRB English Radio. This is Asma, your humble host for today's episode. And you're hearing me from Q&A on Islamic belief, in which we shall discuss some very controversial issues. Well, without further ado, I would like to go directly into the main of discussion. But before that, I would like to introduce my guest. Welcome, brother.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. I'm so happy to meet you here again.
My pleasure.
So here with us, we have Dr. Karimi. And in this episode, we're going to discuss some debatable questions. So stay tuned. We all have heard about the Bermuda Triangle. And ever since we were kids, we were so fascinated in those sorts of myths and the stories that were related to that. Now, the question is, is there any Islamic point of view of the Bermuda Triangle?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is interesting that still today is a kind of mystery, and I'm sure our dear listeners know about this triangle, Bermuda Triangle, also known as the Devil's Triangle, which is located in a part
Florida, Bermuda. It's in Atlantic Ocean.
North Atlantic Ocean, yeah. And some people, especially in the past, believe that any ship, any
aircraft
passing by that,
triangle?
Yeah, triangle by that spot.
It would get stuck in there.
And they disappear. There is no sign after that even. So, to some extent, it was mysterious. I'm not going to talk about this special, spot. And one of the points is that there is no clear definition of that region and that spot. It is loosely defined which part of that,
is the problematic part. Yeah, because they say that some boats and people can intrude there. They can go there and they come back very safe.
That's the point.
Safe.
And when you refer, our dear listeners can Google it, there are some scholarly explanations of why this has happened for such aircrafts and ships. But how is related to, Islamic beliefs? The point is that we have, especially when it comes to the Shia, we have a story which is known as the story or the legend of Jadira Khadra, the Green Island. And some people, they have related it to the Bermuda Triangle. So before that, we need to explain about what Jadira Khadra is all about. As I mentioned, literally it means the Green Island. Whether it is a true story or not, and then whether it is related to Bermuda Triangle or not. Now, talking about Jazira Khadra or the Khadra...
So we have such a concept.
I will explain. We have a concept. This is not in the story. It's not mentioned the Bermuda Triangle.
Yes. It's not
mentioned.
We have
the Khadra Island. Then later, some people, they have said that maybe this island is the same as the Bermuda Triangle, which we'll discuss.
Or it has been located in that geographical place.
And that is, and this is related to Imam Mahdi, alayhi salam, to put it in a nutshell. Some people in the past believed that Imam Mahdi, alayhi salam, and may Allah hasten his reappearance, he is living in Khadra Island. And then some people said that maybe this is the same as Bermuda Triangle, and that is why no person is able to go there.
Can get there.
Because no person is able to meet Imam Mahdi alayhi salam or to harm him. And of course, we will prove that all these are wrong and we do not believe in any of them. Now, talking about Jazira Khadra, the first time the report about this island was mentioned in a book, in a tract written by Fadl ibn Yahya, and he tells the story from the people of Wasil and one of the students of Ali ibn Isa, Irbili. And Allama Majlisi has quoted this story in Bihar al-Anwar, and nowadays maybe one of the most famous sources for this story is Bihar al-Anwar by Allama Majlisi. But the
so
point
this
is that
story has credibility.
No. The point is that it's been mentioned in Bihar and War. We do not believe that all the narrations in Bihar and War are authentic. And so it 110 volumes of narrations, some of which are weak narrations, and they are totally rejected. And some of them
so,
are contradicting.
Just wanted to make that clear.
Yeah. Thank you for raising that. But one important point for us is that before this time, like before this Risala and tract written by Fadl ibn Yahya, this story is not mentioned in the most authentic Shia collections of hadith, like Al-Kutub al-Arba'ah, I mean, in Al-Kafi by Sheikh Kulayni, Al-Tahdhib.
It has not been mentioned anywhere.
It's not been mentioned by Sheikh Tusi and Man la yahdur al-Faqih by Sheikh al-Saduq.
All of which are scholars, great scholars.
The books, the famous books and collections of hadith written by these great scholars. So when a story and narration is mentioned in later books and not in the,
old heritage of...
Exactly. It means that at least it's a song, not necessarily, but it's a kind of indication that maybe it's not a true story. But
so we have to take that into consideration as well, that it might not be a very credible story.
But anyway, we need to examine the chain of the narration. It is possible that a narration is not mentioned in Al-Kafi. It is mentioned in Bihar al-Anwar, but it is authentic because the chain is an authentic chain of the narration.
So it needs examination.
Exactly. Before going to the chain of the narration, I need to tell the story, of course, in a very short manner. There are two versions of this story. According to the first version, the story is about the year 699 after Hijrah. Fadl ibn Yahya, in the year 699 after Hijrah, in the city of Hilla, he hears the story from a person called Zainuddin Ali ibn Fadl Mazandarani, who had a journey. In his journey, he begins from Damascus and then goes to Egypt and finally to Andalus or Andalusia. And after some events, finally he goes to some islands which are famous as Jada'ir al-Rafida, the islands of the Rafida or the Shia. And he is telling this story, and after being there for a while, he goes through a ship to another island, which is known as Jazira Khadra or the Green
Island.
He explains about that island, which is, he says that this is the most beautiful island and land I've been to. And he says that he admires the people of that island. And there he meets a religious...
So that island had inhabitant already.
Yeah, yeah.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Insha'Allah, insha'Allah,
insha'Allah, you'll find your way. And in that island, he meets a scholar called Sayyid Shamsuddin Muhammad, who is, according to this story, one of the offsprings of Imam Mahdi through five intermediaries.
Yeah.
Then this Sayyid Shamsuddin, he does not have a direct relation to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, but every week on Fridays he goes to a place, and in that place he meets Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And this Ali ibn Fadl also, and in that meeting he asks the Imam some questions. And Ali ibn Fadl also, he has some questions about, for example, whether we are allowed to say Friday prayer in the major occultation. about the revelation of the Quran and the concept of tahrif or distortion in the Noble Book of Quran, the signs of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, and so on and so forth. And he asks Sayyid Shamsuddin to ask these questions from Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Then finally, Ali ibn Fadl asks Sayyid Shamsuddin that I'm also one of the Shia of the Imam, but I'm not able, why am I not able to meet the Imam? And answering him, Sayyid Shamsuddin says that you have visited Imam Mahdi alayhi salam twice, but you did not recognize the him. Imam. And finally, Ali ibn Fadl goes back with the same ship and goes to Mecca.
So he's been back from his journey.
Yeah. This is one version of this story. He is talking about an island. This is the first time a person calls it Jazira Khadra. And according to him, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam lives in that island. There are a couple of people around the Imam, and they are able to meet the Imam and ask their questions. A similar story, not similar, but to some extent, there are some points in common. It's been mentioned by Kamal al-Din Anbari, and this story is about the year 543 after Hijrah. Mm-hmm. Anbari says that I was in a session. In that session, Aun al-Din Yahya ibn Hubayra, who was the vizier of one of the Abbasid caliph, he talked against the Shia school of thought. Then a man who was respected by the vizier, he asked the permission to talk about the Shia. And he said that me and my father, we went from Bahia, which was a very big city. We had a journey through a ship, and we ended up to an island which was very green. And even other people in that ship, they told me that they haven't seen that.
So another narration to a journey to an island.
Yeah. And these people, the people of this city were, among the best people, and they were very famous for being, religious people. And he talks about the rulers of that city and whose names were Tahir, Qasim, Ibrahim, Hashim. And these people believe that they are the children of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So to some extent...
So it's utopia.
Yeah. It seems that these two stories, they are referring to the same island.
Concept.
Now, we have one claim here. The claim is that there is an island. It is called Jazira Khadra. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam stayed there. He is married. He mm-hmm. has some children, some offsprings. And all of them, they reside in this island. Now, having said that, as I mentioned, when the story of the Bermuda Triangle was mentioned in the 20th century after Hijrah, and the fact that many ships and aircrafts were, disappeared and drowned, some people came to, again, claim that...
To make a connection between these two.
It's referring exactly to Bermuda Triangle, and... this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. No one has access to the Imam. He is living in Jazira Khadra. Jazira Khadra is located in that part in the North Atlantic Ocean.
So, and perhaps those people are not dead.
That's another, another possibility. Now, these are two big claims, and we need to analyze them. First of all, whether the story of Jazira Khadra is true or not. And second of all, whether or not it is true or not, it is related to Bermuda Triangle or not. Now, regarding Jazira Khadra, the first point is that the person who is quoting this narration in the 11th century, he quotes a story which is related to the 6th or 7th century after Hijrah. And there is no connection between the transmitters of this story. We know that when a narration is going to be authentic, it means that we have a complete chain of the narrators. So, for example...
all of whom must be credible.
Yeah, and that's the second point. But before that, all the people in the chain should be mentioned. Otherwise, we call it a mursal narration.
Yes.
So, for example, a person who lives in the 3rd century after Hijrah, if he quotes a narration from a person in the 1st century after Hijrah, we call it a mursal narration because technically he cannot quote the narration directly from that person. There is one person missing in the chain.
And the name you mentioned means a kind of narration that's been cut.
Yeah, Mursal, yeah. So, first of all, the story is Mursal. And so, which means that this
in which the chain is not complete. Yeah,
absolutely, it's the weak narration and we cannot rely on that. On. And second of all the people, all the books which mention the story before Allama Majlisi, they are unknown to us, which means that we cannot rely on such sources. And Allama Majlisi himself, when he quotes the story in Bahá'u'lláh Anwar, he himself says that, I have not seen this story in reliable sources. Again, another point to prove that this is not a true story. The next point about Allama Majlisi is that in his Bahá'u'lláh Anwar, he has some sections, the title of which is An-Nawadir. Literally, it can be translated as a rare contact, which means that it's not been mentioned by famous people, it's not been mentioned by famous books.
It's a rare case.
It's a rare case. And that is why this is another indication that maybe Allama Majlisi himself also did not believe in the authenticity of...
So no this. One gives it a 100% credibility.
Yeah, that's the point.
It's an up-in-the-air situation.
The next point, which is another... argument for rejecting this story is that in this story some points, some beliefs are mentioned which are against the viewpoint of the Shia school of thought. For example, the distortion of the Quran, tahrif of the Quran is approved in this story, and we know that the Shia school of thought is against that.
Which is, yes, of course, unbelievably. Yeah.
That's the point. And the other point is that according to this story, some people can have a connection to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam whenever and wherever they want.
Mm-hmm.
This is against the narration of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam himself. Or for example, it says for sure that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is married, but it's a matter of dispute among the Shia scholars whether Imam
Mahdi alayhi salam is. It's a debatable issue.
So all these points tell us that the story of Jazira Khazra is absolutely rejected. When it is rejected, then no one can make
rely
any kind of
it.
Connection to mm-hmm. Bermuda Triangle. And the last point is that we believe in an imam who calls himself a mercy to all human beings, not
that
only to the Shia.
Point.
Is it possible for such an imam to need to kill people
exactly.
in order for protect himself?
Mm-hmm.
This is against the concept of imamate. I mean, it's against the what we understand from the concept of imam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also a kind, I mean, compassionate God. He's not going to kill all these many people in order just to save Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. There are many normal, natural ways through which the life of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam can be mm-hmm. protected. And of course, many narrations also tell us that most of the cases, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam resides in the city of Medina or Mecca. So first of all, the story of Jazira Khadra is not a true story. Second of all,
it's just a mythical story
exactly.
they've created.
And second of all, there is no connection between Jazira Khadra and Bermuda Triangle. Third, whether the stories and the mysteries about Bermuda Triangle are true or not, our dear listeners can refer to the
geographical documentaries. Maybe
yeah,
that would help
exactly.
them. So thank you, this was all.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Ali wa Hussein wa Hassan.